Hello and greetings to all business people, entrepreneurs and traders. I hope that wherever you are in the world, you are in good spirit and enjoying success in your ventures. Today, I want to address a topic that has often been brought to my attention by numerous traders and salespeople. It is a common concern, something many in sales or business experience at some point. Imagine this scenario. You've spent time engaging with a potential customer. They've requested a price, maybe even asked for your bank details or other payment information, leading you to believe the deal is almost sealed. But suddenly, the customer disappears. No payment is made, and despite your efforts to follow up with calls or messages, they don't respond. Frustrating, right? Many of you might wonder what went wrong. Why did the customer vanish? How do we avoid this situation in the future? This is a critical moment in the sales process. From your perspective, everything appears to be in order. The potential buyer has expressed interest, you've provided all the necessary information, and the next logical step would be the payment. However, I'm here to tell you, based on my years of experience and as someone who has studied and practiced negotiation extensively, that things may not be as straightforward as they seem. Yes, the customer has taken your payment details, and from the outside, it might look like they've decided to make the purchase. But the reality is that their decision is not yet final. You see, the mere act of taking payment details does not guarantee a completed transaction. So why is their decision not yet set in stone? Let's dive deeper into understanding the customer's mindset and behavior during this delicate phase. So first, the psychology of buying decisions. In previous discussions, we've explored the motivations behind why people buy. We talked about how various needs arise and how people's purchasing decisions are driven by these needs. Purchases can be categorized as either emotional or logical, and it is vital for any seller to understand this distinction. An emotional purchase is driven by desires, impulses, and feelings, while a logical purchase is driven by careful consideration, research, and reasoning. The problem many traders face is they assume that once a customer reaches out for pricing information or payment details, their decision to buy is final. But this is a misconception. In reality, the customer is still in the decision-making process, evaluating whether or not to proceed. So why hasn't the customer made a final decision? When someone engages in conversation with you about a product and you reach their point of agreeing on price, quantity, and other specifics, it's natural to assume that the deal is about to close. However, there are numerous underlying factors that can prevent a customer from making the final move. For example, you might agree with a customer on the number of shoes they want to buy, and they've even taken your bank details, yet you don't hear from them again. When you try to follow up, they don't answer your calls. This raises important questions. Is the customer's phone off, or are they just not responding? Have they saved your contact details, or are they avoiding you? Why have they suddenly changed their behavior, especially after you had what seemed like a positive interaction? So now we want to understand the customer behavior. One of the essential skills in sales and negotiation is recognizing that customer behavior can shift at any moment. Initially, a customer might show great interest, but suddenly something changes. It's important to acknowledge and accept that people are not always consistent in their behavior. Customers can start out one way and then suddenly change their mind or approach. Understanding this unpredictability is the first step. If you don't accept this fundamental truth about human nature, you won't be able to comprehend or navigate the complexities of customer relations. So, now we want to know about the role of trust and confidence in sales. The question you might ask yourself is whether your customer truly needed what you were offering or whether you were the one who convinced them that they did. If they didn't genuinely need it and you pushed them toward a purchase, they might not be fully convinced. You may have planted the idea in their mind, but that doesn't mean they've accepted it. Take, for example, a scenario where you suggest a customer buy 1,000 pairs of shoes instead of 50, claiming it will reduce their cost per unit. They may respond with hesitation, thinking, "What if I can't sell all these shoes?" This is when they start experiencing anxiety, and instead of feeling confident about the purchase, they begin to question whether they made the right decision or not. This uncertainty can trigger what I call the sleep mode in customers. When a customer enters the sleep mode, they begin avoiding you, not because they aren't interested, but because they are overwhelmed by doubt or fear. They may even check their phone, see your name, and deliberately choose not to answer. So now we want to talk about recognizing and overcoming customer doubts. This behavior is not unique. Think back to your school or university days. Have you ever pretended to be sick or asleep to avoid something you didn't want to face? Maybe an exam or a task you weren't prepared for. This is similar to how some customers behave. They know they have unfinished business with you, but they aren't ready to face it. The key to overcoming this situation is to identify when and why a customer has entered this avoidance phase. Often they avoid you because they feel embarrassed or unsure about their decision. They might not want to say no outright, and they might be too shy to tell you that they've reconsidered or changed their mind. In their mind, it's easier to avoid the situation altogether than to confront it. One important question to ask yourself is whether this customer has bought from you before. Have you built a relationship with them? Have you done anything to earn their loyalty? In many cases, customers who are loyal to you are less likely to ghost you because they value the relationship. But if the relationship is new, or if you haven't made efforts to establish trust, they might simply move on to another seller who offers something different or better. It's essential to understand that when you are in business, especially in sales, you are not just selling a product, you are selling a relationship. This means going beyond the transactional. Customers need to feel like they can rely on you not only to provide a product, but also to offer support, guidance, and even reassurance during the purchasing process. So how to navigate and resolve these situations? So what can you do when a customer enters sleep mode? The first step is to acknowledge that it's happening. Don't take it personally. It's not about you, but rather about the customer's internal process. They are likely weighing other options, seeking to other suppliers, and gathering as much information as they can before making a final decision. So let's have an overview of that. Many of us assume that once a customer asks for payment details, the sale is guaranteed. However, that's not always the case. At this point, the customer may still be undecided, weighing their options, or not fully convinced. Buying decisions, whether emotional or logical, take time. While they may seem engaged at first, people can change their minds quickly if they feel uncertain or pressured. Sometimes the customer shuts down, just like when we avoided school as kids, ignoring the call because they've overwhelmed us or unsure us. Price is often just a small part of the negotiation. The real challenge is making sure the customer feels confident in their decision. They might be worried about taking one too many inventory or considering the other suppliers. That's why we need to address the customer's concerns. Now, we want to recognize the signals. When customers stop responding, it's important to realize they haven't made up their minds yet. This is a sign for you to rethink your approach. Did you rush the deal? Did you address their concerns fully? Were they truly convinced your offer was their best option? So the key is not just giving a price and waiting for the sale to happen. It's about building trust, understanding your customers' needs, and guiding them to feel confident in choosing you. This approach will help prevent losing customers at the final stage. Now you might say, I spoke with the customer and they were supposed to buy shoes from me. We even agreed on the quantity and variety. Everything was fine. And then they took my account number, but now they're not answering. The question is the customer's phone off or on? If it's on and they're not answering, why? Did they save your number? Have they spoken with you several times before? So you need to consider all of this first. Now, here's a key point. Of course, price is the last part of the negotiation. Once the price is discussed, the negotiation is no longer in your hands because the customer might suddenly change their behavior. This shift in behavior can be due to many reasons. People often change their attitudes during negotiations because something has triggered a change in their mind. You must first accept this. Customers are not consistent. They might start with one attitude and change halfway through. If you don't accept this, you won't be able to understand the following explanations. You need to prepare for this possibility from the start. If a customer asks for a price, there's always a chance they will back out. But why? Did the customer actually need that quantity of shoes, or did you convince them to take more than what they need? If you pushed the customer to buy a larger quantity for a better price, they might feel unsure and think, what if I can't sell all these shoes and things? This creates stress and causes them to avoid you. Customers, like everyone else, sometimes pretend to be unavailable. They see your call, but they avoid answering. This is a form of avoidance. They're not ready to say no to you directly, so they avoid the conversation altogether. Understanding this behavior will help you navigate the sales process better. Now, what can you do? First, you need to analyze whether the customer actually agreed to your suggestions or just gave a superficial yes. Did they agree to the quantity you proposed, or did they feel pressured into it? If a customer really needs a product, they will follow up with you. If they don't, it means there are still doubts in their mind. At this stage, your goal is to stay present without being overbearing. You don't want to overwhelm them with follow-up messages or calls, but you do want to keep the line of communication open. Perhaps they need more time to make a decision, or maybe they need additional information that you haven't provided yet. One strategy is to gently reach out after a reasonable amount of time, offering to answer any additional questions or concerns they might have. Emphasize that your goal is to help them make the best decision for their needs, not to rush them into a purchase. This approach can reduce their anxiety and make them more comfortable returning to the conversation. Thank you so much, everyone. Have a good day and bye for now.